break and run, who hide, who falter. But if you stare right into his eyes, he'll give you a nod and pass on. Now he could smell their excitement. In the world behind their eyes, they were the bravest rats there ever was. Now he had to lock that thought there. Without thinking, he touched the wound. It was healing badly, still leaking blood, and there was going to be a huge scar there forever. He brought his hand up, red with his own blood, and the idea came to him right out of his bones. He walked along the rows, touching each rat just above the eyes, leaving a red mark. "And afterwards," he said quietly, "people will say, they went there and they did it. They came back out of the dark wood, and this is how they know their own." He looked across their heads to Sardines, who raised his hat. That broke a spell. The rats started to breathe again, but something of the spell was still there, lodged in the gleam of an eye and the twitch of a tail.
"Ready to die for the clan, Sardines," Darktan shouted.
"No, boss, ready to kill."
"Good," said Darktan. "Let's go. We love the dark wood. It belongs to us."
The smell of light drifted along the tunnels and reached the face of Morris, who sniffed it up. Peaches. She was mad about light. It was more or less all dangerous beings could see. She always carried a few matches. Mad. Creatures that lived in darkness carrying matches. Well, obviously not mad when you thought about it, but even so. The rats behind were pushing him in that direction. "I'm being played with," he thought. "Batted from paw to paw so Spider can hear me squeak." He heard in his head the voice of Spider.
"And so in your despair, you come at last to me."
And heard, with his ears, far off and faint, the voice of Dangerous Beans.
"Who are you?"
"I am the big rat that lives underground."
"You are, really? I have thought a lot about you."
There was a hole in the wall here, and beyond it, the brilliance of a lighted match. Sensing the press of the rats behind him, Morris sidled through. There were big rats everywhere, on the floor, on boxes, clinging to the walls. And in the centre, a circle of light from one half-burned match held aloft by a trembling Peaches. Dangerous Beans was standing a little in front of her, staring up at a stack of boxes and sacks. Peaches spun around. As she did so, the flame of the match blew wide and flared. The nearest rats jerked away as it did so, bending like a wave.
"Morris," she said.
"The cat will not move," said the voice of Spider.
Morris tried to, and his paws wouldn't obey him.
"Be still, cat, or shall I command your lungs to stop? See, little rat, even a cat obeys me."
"Yes, command, obey, yes. I see you have a power," said Dangerous Beans, tiny in the circle of light.
"Clever rat, I have heard you talk to the others. You understand the truth. You know that by facing the dark we become strong. You know about the darkness in front of us and the darkness behind the eyes. You know that we cooperate or die. Will you cooperate?"
"Cooperate?" said Morris, his nose wrinkled. "Like these other rats I smell here, they smell strong and stupid."
"But the strong survive," said the voice of Spider. "They dodge the rat catchers and bite their way out of the cages. And like you, they are called to me. As for their minds, I can think for everyone."
"I, alas, am not strong," said Dangerous Beans carefully.
"You have an interesting mind. You too look forward to the domination of rats."
"Domination?" said Dangerous Beans. "Do I?"
"You will have worked out that there is a race in this world which steals and kills and spreads disease and despoils what it cannot use,"
said the voice of Spider.
"Yes," said Dangerous Beans. "That's easy. It's called humanity."
"Well done. See my fine rats. In a few hours the silly piper will come and play his silly pipe. And yes, My rats will scamper after him out of the town.